With effect from Saturday 3rd March, all mobile subscribers who fail to register their SIM cards will forever lose them. This follows the ultimatum announced by the National Communication Authority. With barely 2 days to the deadline, Radio Ghana's Victoria Haji hit the streets to find out if the public is aware of the date.
Oh, I was told to end Friday. That will be tomorrow. That's the information I had. I have registered my SIM card. I registered because I was made to understand that if you don't register, then either the SIM card will take it from you, or when you make a call, it won't go.
Well, I know the deadline is the 2nd of March. I registered some months back, even before the first deadline came. And then I went to my network provider and they confirmed that I registered. Just 2 days ago, they sent me a text message that I should go back again and confirm, and that's what I don't get. And so for me, I'll not go. I don't have the time to go back and then re-register. So I'll wait when it's deactivated, maybe during the weekend or something, and I can go back.
But no, I don't know when they are ending the registration. Okay. I've not registered my SIM because I'm not really interested. I don't normally have a personal phone. I have kids, and then when you have a personal phone, you normally take out your chip and then destroy something. So I don't normally hold a phone.
Those were views of a cross-section of the public on the deadline for the registration of SIM cards. Our correspondent, Gloria Anderson, visited some telecommunication centers and has now joined us on the line. Hello, Gloria.
Hello, Sammy.
Are there long queues of people anxious to register at the various centers?
Surprisingly, there are no long queues at most of the telecommunication companies I visited. But what I noticed is that at MTN, there's a very large queue. Mostly people who are there have received text messages telling them that their registration is still pending and that they need to go back and register again. I spoke to someone who said that she registered yesterday, and as early as this morning, she received the same text again telling her that her registration is still pending and she needs to come back to register. Most of them are so furious with the situation, especially as the closing date draws closer.
Gloria, what are the authorities at the center saying? Are they considering an extension beyond the deadline?
Well, a few of them are saying it depends largely on NCA. They would have to determine whether there should be an extension. And other people who have also visited them are just there to check on their registration, the details they have provided, and to make a few corrections to certain mistakes that have appeared on the data they have given to the telecommunication operators.
Very well, Gloria. Thanks for the update.
Okay,
that was our correspondent, Gloria Anderson, on the registration of SIM cards.